My name is Adriana Casnave. This is obviously for the recorder. My name is Adriana Casnave. I'm the convener of the KPFT Finance Committee. Today is March 9, 2021. And I will ask if please, if the people that are not talking, please, if you don't mind, mute yourself.
I will make Adriana, this is Lyndon. Can you hear me now?
Oh, perfect, Lyndon. Yes, now we can
hear you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, perfect. We have 17 members present there. I will mention, Nancy, do you get all the numbers or you want me to make the call because I have already the names?
Okay,
I can have the first roll call. Wendy, scroll. Wendy?
I'm sorry, I was trying to find my mute. Okay, I'm here.
Okay, Richa Yusel. I'm sorry. I'm not making
here.
In order. I have it. Thank you.
Here.
Bill Croson.
Here.
Marianne Martinez.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Vinicia Williams.
Here.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
Wally James.
Here.
Deb Shapto.
Here.
Sandy Wynn.
Present.
Ted Wesco.
Here.
Sam Miller.
Here.
Nancy Saibara Navitomi.
Present.
Vinicia Patel Adams.
Yeah.
Bob Gardner.
Present.
Thank you. Okay. We have present to KPFT General Manager, Mr.
Here. Madam Chair, Rita
Sorry?
Washington is here.
Rita
Washington is here, Madam Chair.
Perfect. Rita Washington
Dwayne
is here. Dwayne Lark. Yes, I can hear you, Dwayne. Perfect. Thank you very much. And we have present KPFT General Manager, Mr. David Baez, and KPFT Business Manager, Markeisha Vincent Sampson. Thank you. I don't know if everybody received, but I sent the last financials that we have, meaning Markeisha, if you don't mind, you can explain to everybody the numbers that we already sent. That is the P&L, I think, at the end of
Madam Chair, this is Richard. May I?
Yes. Yes, Richard. Sure. Yes, sure.
Shouldn't the first thing we do be elect a chair or a chair pro tem or something like that?
Yes, we can do that. Yes, perfect. I mean, we can select first a pro tem secretary. If it's okay with everybody, we can select a pro tem secretary to start with, and then that secretary will start taking notes.
Okay, for that office, I would like to nominate Teresa Allen.
I'd like to have a request for information.
Yes. Nancy?
According to the standing rules, within a few meetings, we're supposed
to
elect officers.
I know, Nancy. What we are trying to do is select a pro tem that we lacked till we select the permanent officers, okay? We are trying
I also would like to say that I got a request for excused absence. Susie Moran
okay,
has a
Nancy,
doctor's appointment.
I understand. What I'm trying to get first, somebody need to start taking notes. We need a pro tem secretary. And we have for now, I received just one nomination. Richard Usel, you nominate Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen, will you accept?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Any
other nomination? Any pro tem secretary? Anybody else that wants to be pro tem secretary?
Chair, I thought I heard Richard say Teresa, he's nominating Teresa for chair. Did I hear
no.
wrong?
No. Please, Nancy, let me do it. I heard that he offered her a pro tem secretary. Okay? Anybody else that nominated like a pro tem secretary?
Well, I'll nominate
anybody
myself.
Else? I'm sorry?
Nancy will nominate herself for pro tem. Yeah.
Okay. Nancy is the second person nominated as secretary. Anybody else? Anybody else that could be nominated? We have closing nomination. We have Teresa Allen and Nancy Saibar and Aritomi. Okay.
Request for information. Would Rita Washington want to be secretary pro tem?
I hope that Rita? If she wanted, she would say so.
No, thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't take on any more responsibility.
Okay. Thank you. We have then two people nominated. How do we want to do it? The committee, we know that when we elect permanent officers, we need to do it in a secret ballot, but I think that pro tem, we can do it. If the committee agree, we can do it openly. Is any... anybody that disagree with that issue? Okay, hearing none, I will just mention the name and you will say which one you want, Teresa Allen or Nancy Saibar. Okay? Is that all right with everybody? Perfect. Wendy.
You must be on
mute. Wendy, are you muted?
Hello? I'm muted.
Yes.
So, the Teresa or Nancy?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
for pro tem.
I guess I would vote for Teresa. I'm sorry, Nancy. I love you, though.
That's okay. That's okay. Please mention Richard.
Teresa.
Okay. Bill.
Teresa.
Okay. Marian Martinez.
Abstain.
Abstain. Teresa Allen.
I'll vote for Teresa.
Okay. Linden.
Teresa.
Teresa. Vainisha Williams.
Can't hear her.
Please, I will ask that nobody else, if you are not talking and you are not the person that I mentioned, please mute yourself. Vainisha, Ms. Vainisha Williams, you want to vote? I cannot hear. I will come back to her. Mai Lewis.
Teresa.
Okay. Wally James.
Teresa.
Deb Shapto.
Teresa.
Sandy Wyman.
Pass.
Okay. Ted Weisgold.
Nancy.
Paula Miller.
Pass.
I'm sorry?
Who was that person?
Paula Miller, you said? I pass.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pass. Okay, please, if you don't mind, let me be the only voice that keep asking. And if you are not talking, please mute yourself. Thank you. Nancy Saibara. Nancy. Okay. Vinicia Patel Adams.
Teresa.
I'm sorry?
Teresa.
Vinicia Patel Adams votes for Teresa. For Teresa. Okay. Bob Garner. Bob? I cannot hear you. Okay. Rita Washington.
Nancy.
Okay. Dwayne Lark.
Nancy.
Perfect. Didn't forget, I will come back to Bob Garner. Okay. Let's see. Let me see. Paula Miller.
Called.
Please, please, please. Sandy Wyman, you pass.
Yeah. No, Teresa. Thank you.
Teresa. Okay. Perfect. Paula Miller.
I still pass.
Well,
you
can abstain. Okay, abstain. Perfect. Let's see. Let me count.
You skipped Vanessa Williams. You didn't come back to her.
You also skipped Egberto.
I'm sorry?
You skipped Egberto?
Well, Egberto, I'm very sorry, but you were not when we made the roll call. I didn't know that you were in the call. You are in the call? Okay, Egberto Willis is in the call, and who do you want to vote for?
Teresa.
Teresa, perfect.
Bob Garner. Hello.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear Bob Garner now?
Yes, Bob. Who do you want to vote for?
I had to hang up and start over. I vote for Nancy.
You vote for Nancy. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Let me count the votes. I have everybody. I don't have Vinicia Williams, but I think that she, if she wants, she will go. Let's see.
Chair, this is Nancy. I think Paula Miller passed.
Nancy, may I conduct the meeting? Okay.
What's the tally?
I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying, what was the tally?
That's what I'm trying to do. I have 11 members that vote, 11 votes for Teresa. I have 5 votes for Nancy. I have 1 abstention. I have 1 person no voting. And I vote for Nancy.
Okay.
It's 11-6-1-1. Teresa, you are the secretary pro tem.
Okay, so I do want to.
That are present already?
I understand it. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We hear you guys.
Okay, I just want to say if my counting is correct, we have 20 LSB members on the call. And from now on, if we take votes, I'm going to ask people alphabetically because I can't figure out the order that you're
using.
Oh, yes. So just so you know, okay?
No. That's perfect. I did it that way because it was the people that I was picking up from the beginning, and I say that.
Okay.
That's perfect. Right. I have exactly the same count that you have.
Okay.
No, I have 17. I have 19 members present. I don't have 20. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Are you counting Egberto Willis?
Yeah, I have 20 people. 20 people, I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Chair?
It's 11 Teresa. We are 11 Teresa, 6 Nancy, 2 abstention, and 1 person no voting. The second thing that we need to do, I'm sorry, is anybody, I heard somebody trying to call my attention.
Yeah, this is Nancy. I'm counting 21. Am I?
Okay.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Adriana, y'all have 21?
No, I have 20 people. I
Hello?
Have 20 people. Yes.
Hi. This is Sandra. I'm sorry. I was having trouble getting into the call, but I'm on the call now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you, Sandra.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to put myself on mute.
Perfect. Sandra Rowling, please, Teresa, put her like present. Okay. We receive an email, everybody receive an email from Susie Moreno asking to be excused. And according to our rules, I mean, members from last year can ask for an excuse absent in the first meeting and be automatically new members. Is anybody, can we ask for the excuse absent for Susie Moreno?
I move that we excuse Susie Moreno and that she become a member of this committee.
Perfect. Anybody, any objections to that? No. Perfect. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Lyndon. May I have the floor?
Lyndon, if you, it's related to this.
I just wanted to say that I saw an email from Durrell saying that she was going to be late. I'm not sure if she put in the words or excuse absence. Did anybody else see that?
Yeah, she said she had to work today and she might be late calling in.
Well, yeah, if she called, it's okay because she wasn't a member last year of this committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I think that the next step, we select a pro tem chair till we can select a permanent chair. Any nominations?
Oh, this is Nancy.
I nominate Sandy Weinman.
Who's that?
This is Lyndon. This is Lyndon. I nominate Sandy Weinman.
Okay. Lyndon nominate Sandy. Sandy, do you accept?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else that want to be nominated?
Yeah, this is Nancy.
Oh, come on.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Adriana for this meeting, pro tem chair.
Okay, I accept the nomination. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? If everybody agree, we can do exactly the same thing that we did before. And we can ask the members to vote directly. Is anybody disagree with that issue? Okay. Please, Teresa Allen, take the vote.
Okay. Teresa Allen says Weinman. Adriana Casanave?
I say Adriana Casanave.
Okay, thank you. Bill Crozier?
Sandy Weinman.
Weinman. Linda Foley?
Weinman.
Weinman. Bob Gartner?
Adriana.
Adriana Casanave. Wally James?
Sandy Weinman.
Weinman. Dwayne Lark?
I'm in a meeting right now.
Casanave.
Casanave. Marianne Martinez?
Weinman.
Weinman. Paula Miller? Paula, I can't hear you. Not hearing Paula Miller. Venetia Patel Adams?
Adriana
Casanave, okay. Sandra Rawline?
I vote for Sandy Weinman.
Sandy Weinman. Nancy Sabarnaratomi?
Adriana Casanave.
Sanave. Okay. Deb Shapto.
Sandy Wyman.
Wyman. Richard Uzel.
Wyman.
Wyman. Rita Washington. I'm not hearing Rita.
Adriana.
Thank you very much, Adriana Casaneva. Sandy Wyman.
Oh, it's Wyman. Thank you.
Okay. I thought you were correcting my pronunciation. Ted Weisbull.
Adriana.
Adriana Casaneva. Okay. Venicia Williams.
Pass.
Pass. All right. Egberto Willis.
Wyman.
Wyman. Okay, going back, I did not hear Paula Miller vote. Paula, did you want to vote? Not hearing Paula. And now going to Venicia Williams.
Pass.
Okay, so do you mean abstain? On this vote.
Yeah.
Okay, so Venicia abstained.
I'm not voting.
You're not voting. Yeah. Okay. Is there anyone?
I'm not voting unless it's a tie.
Okay. Okay. Is there anyone whose name I did not call?
Mike Lewis.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mike. Thank you very much, Mike. So, Mike, what is your vote?
I'm Wendy.
Sandy Wyman.
Wyman. Okay, Mike Lewis votes Wyman and Wendy Schrell. I'm so sorry, Wendy.
That's okay. I abstain.
Okay. Schrell. And abstain. Okay. The vote is 11 Wyman. Count 1, 2, 3. 7. I say 7. Casaneva. And 2 abstain, I believe. 1, 2. 2 abstain and 1 not voting. Okay. Okay.
We're still missing one vote.
We have 11 for Wyman.
We have 11 for Wyman. Perfect. Yes.
18, 19, 20, 21.
We have the 11 for Wyman. Yes.
All right. 11 yes. Wyman, 7 Casaneve, and 2 abstentions.
Perfect.
So,
Mr. Wyman,
Sandy Wyman will be our chair pro tem.
Question. This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Will the chair pro tem and secretary pro tem continue to hold that position until we elect permanent secretary and chair? I hope.
Yes, please.
Unless there is an objection.
All right. I just want to make sure we don't have to go through this again every meeting until we have a official election. Thank you.
I think we had to go through it this time.
Well, we've had to go through it before more than once.
Let's move on. First, Adriana, thank you very much for your service over the last year and for organizing this meeting. And thanks to everybody that's shown up and attended. It's just about the whole LSB. So everybody's very interested in finance and budget, and that's a good thing. So I think we should begin by hearing from David Bay, our general manager, on his take of the budget that was forwarded to him. So, David, you have the floor.
Mr. Chair, may I ask a question?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Will we determine what the remainder of the agenda is after David speaks? Because the only thing on the agenda is discussing the budget. So I'm wondering if we will, for example, take nominations for permanent chair. and when we want to do that. Just, it's just a thought, because I'm wondering, just wondering what the agenda is going to be.
Okay. Well, in fact, the only item on the agenda is the budget for this meeting.
It's the budget.
Would I suggest? Pardon me? You are unclear, whoever spoke.
The only thing on the agenda is the budget. This was Venetia.
That's correct, Venetia. So I think we should focus on that item for today. And then based on the discussion we have today, we'll call another meeting in relative short term, maybe in a couple of weeks' time. But let's get into the discussion on the existing budget. It's been forwarded to David. It's been forwarded and looked at by David. It's been forwarded and looked at by Markeisha. So let's get their input as a group and then see what tasks we need to undertake to clean up any items and move forward from there, if there are no objections to that.
Well, as the secretary, I have a point of information. So,
oh, my God.
After Nancy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Nancy.
I have the floor? Yes. I move that we approve the agenda of discussion of the budget.
I don't believe we need a second for that. Are there any objections?
This is
normally we set the next meeting date. I think it's better to do that now or today if we can while everybody's on the call.
Yes, Bill, we will do that before we conclude the meeting. So
okay,
that will come behind the discussion. Thank you.
So
I hear
I apologize.
No, go ahead.
I apologize. This is Paula Miller. I'm still here. I was on a call with one of my children, so I'm still here.
Did they ask you for money?
No, not my personal children, my children that I oversee for my cases.
Oh, okay, that's good. If they ask you for money, tell them no, they are your kids. Okay, I heard no objections, so let's
Madam,
move on.
Mr. Chair, I hate to,
yes,
I don't
Nancy.
Mean, okay.
Go ahead.
Nancy moved that we approve the agenda, and as I understand it, Bill Crozier moved that we add setting the next meeting. And as chair, you can ask, is there any objection to that?
I don't think so.
Thank you, Teresa. Are there any objections to adding?
Can y'all let the person finish?
Hold on. If you're not talking to the meeting, please put your an awful lot of background noise. So everybody go on mute. If you're not talking, thank you. We will set the next meeting date. Are there any objections to discussing what's on the agenda, which is just the budget? Hearing no objections.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. This is Richard.
Yes, Richard. Yeah.
I have a motion that I would like to make related to the elections of chair and secretary. You know, wherever that would fit on your agenda would be fine.
Can I get a little more information as to relevance?
It's a motion to establish a procedure for electing the permanent chair and secretary, just for clarification.
Can you put your motion in writing and send
it? I can read it and send it to.
Very good. Do that. Go ahead and read it aloud at this point.
Okay. I move that as per the KPFT LSB standing rules, that the KPFT 2021 Finance Committee today elect a chair and secretary pro tem, and that we elect our permanent chair and secretary at the beginning of the next meeting of this committee.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure.
I object, Chair, and can I state why?
What, hold on a second. I'm not sure how that aligns with our standing rules, Richard. So if the standing rules trump then we have to talk.
As I understand the standing rules, they say that we meet and have an elected pro tem and then later a permanent chair. It doesn't specify second meeting or third meeting or hundreds meeting or something like that. And my purpose of this is to specify that we do it at the next meeting.
Okay. Please put your motion in writing and send it, and we'll discuss that after our discussion on budget.
Thank you.
And we'll vote at that time. Okay. Onward. David Bay, you have the floor. Please give your impression or any comments that you have on the existing budget that you've been forwarded.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. Adriana, did you hear me?
I can hear you. I've given the floor to David Bay. What is your point? You have a point. What do you need?
Well, we cannot present motions that give you an idea of what the standing rule said. What Richard said is not correct. The standing rule is not exactly what he said.
Adriana, yes. I appreciate that. Let's save that for the discussion on that motion
when we
get to
it.
Thank you. Okay? So, thank you, Adriana. David, go ahead.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. The budget that was done before I arrived, I looked over it, and considering that we have gone over the employment, which has decreased, I have already gone through and eliminated several accounts on this that will take away recurring charges that we're currently taking in. However, with this one already being in the National Board's hands, I am able to only discount what I know is here. Anything from this point forward is going to be for the budget for next year. So the budget that we have right now will hold, and it will be tight, but it will hold. And in the meantime, I will continue to work on scaling back on a lot of the reoccurring charges on things that I'm locating, and I found that, number one, we don't use anymore, or B, we never have used them, and we were signed up for them. And so I have, again, cut back on a lot of that. In fact, I'm still doing work with equipment, which is a whole other discussion in a whole other world, but I am working on that so we can start deducting even more out of the budget. In fact, hundreds of dollars out of the budget per month. So some of these other items that are in here, I realize that the building has been a cause of a lot of expense, and it looks like it probably will continue to be that problem until we decide what we're going to do, which is another meeting, not this one. And I have sat down with Markeisha, and I have gone over all these numbers that she already had done, and she is very, very close and very accurate on what is there. Like I said, I went through and asked each individual account what they were for, why they were there, and I discounted and deleted the accounts that we no longer need. Even if they were $30 accounts, we got rid of them. Simply because those small occurring charges add up over the year. And so the budget that you have in front of you is pretty close. There are going to be a few items here and there that are probably still on there that would need to be removed. But like I said, at this point, the budget's already been turned in for this year. So anything and any adjustments that we make to what you're looking at is going to go towards next year's budget. And that's what I've got at this point.
Thank you, David. So it sounds like you've done quite a bit of work and taken a close look. Marchesa, do you have any comments? Marchesa is on the call, correct?
I am here, and I have no comments.
Thank you, Marchesa.
Mm-hmm.
David,
hang on
for a second. David, what I would ask you to do is take a red line to the budget that you have and mark those items that you've knocked out or have reduced so that we can be aware as a group. Is that fair?
That's not a problem at all.
Thank you for that. Wendy, go ahead.
And I'll make sure you get a copy of that, and then you can share it to everybody.
Thank
Request
you.
For information.
Go ahead, Ted. What's your?
How do we get on the stack so that when it's our turn, we can speak?
Say stack, and I'll put your name on the stack, Ted. Wendy, you
have
the floor.
Okay, I'll have to be on the stack.
Thank you.
And
okay,
Bill for the stack.
I was just curious, David, if you had that. I love the idea of cutting expenses. I don't know if it's possible to use them for other things that we really need. But if you have a number on how much you took off, and it's okay, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I can wait, but I'm just curious.
No,
I
do know of one account that was costing us over $1,200 a year off the top of my head that I know we got rid of. It was for a cloud server that we never used.
Okay.
And
right.
I got rid
I can
of.
Wait till I
can. No, it's fine. I mean, literally, in the condition our building is in, and since nobody has been there in over a year now, things like the water cooler, nobody's in there. So why are we
right.
for a water cooler? A copy machine that we're working on the contract on that, so we don't have that expense every month either. It's just small items, internet charges
yeah.
that once I get the fiber put in out at the transmitter, which I'm still waiting on our engineering department to take care of, we can then get rid of some mm-hmm. extra lines that are currently at the studio side. And what it does is it offsets that amount by about $200 to $300 a month. And so that'll be about, you know, $3,600 a year that we'll take off the top of that as well. But again, we've had emergencies that have come up since this budget has been in place, and some of those items still haven't been rectified either. So it's definitely a rolling work in progress. There is no doubt about that.
Okay. And this last thing is, if there's any way, I don't know if there's any way besides paying full price, but if we're getting rid of any phone numbers for a while, I wonder if it's possible to reserve them, like the ones that roll over to each other, you know, or I don't know. We can't lose 573-8444000.
No, none of the phone lines are going anywhere. We're talking about internet lines. The phone lines are going to stay the way they are because they were designed in a specific manner. However, with that being said, our phone system is down, and it has not been repaired, and engineering has not looked at it. So. I don't know what the cost of that repair is going to be. So if you call the main 4000 line, you'll notice that it doesn't pick up anymore. So I have
like
put in I have put in the correct paperwork to our engineering department, and when they decide they're going to work on it, I'll get quotes on getting it fixed and get it taken care of.
In the meantime, is it possible to just, like, forward the thing to voicemail from the company side, eliminating our phone?
Yes. Yeah, me and Marquisha are working on that. It's kind of a, we can get it forwarded. It's tougher than it seems. But
yeah,
I'm in the process of working on it now. So I am getting that handled. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. Ted, you're next.
I am looking at this document, and I'm assuming it's the budget that you say has been referred.
Unmute yourself, Ted.
Ted, you have the floor.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Ted. Go ahead.
I was unmuted. I am looking at this budget. It's not clear to me the first page of it. It doesn't have a label on it. Or maybe it does. It says at the very top, KPFT FY 2021 version 2 LSB. Your statement that this matter has been already referred to the PNB troubles me. I hope it troubles everybody else on this call. I don't know why, if the PNB has not voted on this, why we cannot weigh in on it. I thought it was very, very appropriate and funny for you to say, are you really sure I can go now? And we were going to get into some substance. I and everybody else on this call, as well as the entire board, has to vote on this thing. I don't know what in the hell I'm voting on. I don't know. I see personnel costs. I'm looking at expenses. From personnel costs down to community special events, I don't know what's in each of these items. I can't vote with any good conscience on these line items without knowing the specificity of them. I would like to know specifically what is in this budget that either makes it possible for us to get back into KPFT or what we are going to do in lieu of that. I've thrown a bunch at you. I would like to know about a budget that's already in the hands of the Pacifica National Board and about the building. If you want to address anything else, that would be fine. Any specificity would be much appreciated. Thank you.
Richard to the stack.
Can I answer Ted's question? This is Markeisha. So the budget was requested from me by Lydia because she realized that 6 months in now that it hadn't been approved, but there is still business that needs to be taking place. So that's why it was forwarded to my boss. Now, what she did with it after that, I don't have any control.
Okay. Let me just comment. I don't believe the budget's been approved by the PNB. Can one of our national directors on the call speak to that, Sandra? Or Wally? Or Lyndon?
This is Lyndon. You are correct, Sandra.
Okay. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Okay, so there's some process that we have to go through here to get this approved.
I'm sorry, is Dwayne Lark also on the call?
I said Dwayne. Yes, he is. So we need to work with our national directors to get this forwarded once we vet this document a little bit more. We're not done yet. I only asked for David's opinion.
And Richard, then we're going to take
questions. I've got you, Richard. Thank you.
Thank
Bill,
you.
Bill, you're on
the back. For the fact.
Adriana, I've got you. Thank you. Bill Croge, next.
Okay, thank you. Actually, I agree with Ted's concerns. You know, we don't always agree on things, but I think he's absolutely right. We need some more details. And the reason that our LSB never approved it, the reason it never even went to our LSB is we've been waiting for more information for several months, and some of it is about these details. We need to get the many other worksheets, you know, the tabs for the budget like we used to always get, that give you the details for each of these, and we need to have the formulas to make sure we know where those numbers are coming from. And just as a few examples, though, and I appreciate what Dave was saying. I'm glad he's looking at all the details and see where he can cut. Some of us have been talking about that for a long time. But for example, telephones, okay. I forget whoever mentioned that, but They still shows $21,000 for telephones for this year. I can't imagine why we can't cut that dramatically. We have nobody in the building. It was too expensive even when we had the full building. There are least less expensive cloud solutions, and I encourage you to look at that, David. Well, we don't have to get,
Bill,
you know, the old style.
I can answer that question for you. Okay.
Okay.
The reason why we are on the copper line services is because the system, the Telos, that you put people on the air with will only accept an analog signal. If I move it over to a VoIP system, you will no longer be able to put people on the air.
Yeah, but there's analog voice adapters for VoIP. And
correct, but they do not work with the Telos system. We would have to buy an entire new phone system just for the on-air side at the cost of $20,000 to $30,000.
Okay, well, maybe let's talk offline, because I know there's less expensive ways of getting that, and we don't need seven call-in lines, because we don't have nobody's taking, you know, at least until we can get back into the studio. We don't need all those lines, and we're paying per line, I assume. Is that right, Markeisha? Whether we use them or not?
Yes, but if we do let them go, then there's no way for them to have those numbers again.
We only need the 5738 number. As somebody else was saying, we need the 4000 number for the offices, and we need the 5738 number for the listener call-in and for Fund Drive. And, you know, we can pick up additional numbers, you know, real easily. You know, and you can get additional, they're called DIDs, you know, for... Anyway, we can talk, David.
I didn't know you worked at AT&T.
I don't work at AT&T, but I'm an engineer.
Okay.
And I know but there's, we don't have to spend that much money. And the other issue, or one of the issues why we didn't approve this budget before, is it was essentially zero budgeted for getting our building rehabilitated. And if we don't have money for that, we certainly have money to move somewhere else. And, you know, we need to figure out what the actual cost will be to get it rehabilitated, to take care of mold and water leaks like we've been talking about for months. And I don't know, you know, really what the issues are, but I think we can't really come up with a real budget until we know those things. But I really appreciate what you're doing, David, and looking at all those details of what do we need and what we don't need.
Well, and I'm not, again, this is not meant to be argumentative. You have to remember, I'm coming in and I'm getting looked at by a lot of people for things that I did not have any control over. Okay, or have at this
sure,
moment.
I know. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I do know with the phone systems, especially on the on-air side, I know that adapters don't work, because I've tried to do this in multiple stations and I've had to redo the entire system to make it work. Now, as for the rollover lines that you're speaking of, yes, those could probably be taken down so there's like three on-air lines versus seven. I will agree with that. That is an adjustment that definitely can be made. Now, on the office side, I don't know how many rollover lines we have because the system's dead. So before I can even do anything about that. Okay. Well,
I think there's four. And then there's some additional dedicated lines for, you know, emergencies and stuff.
Right. And
okay.
So those are things that we can look into. There is no objection to that at all. Those were things I was already looking into. It's just that I have to have the engineering staff to be able to work with me on these things.
Sure. Okay. Well, okay. I'll see if I can help you. So
okay, Sandra, where is the stat? Who's on the stat?
Yeah. Hang on. Are you done, Bill?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Richard, Adriana, Wayne. Richard, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, David, for hitting the road running there and going after all that stuff. And Markeisha, I want to kind of.
Do you expect me to go back there and tell?
Dwayne needs
I know
to
we're
mute.
I know y'all are asking for younger people. I know y'all are asking for younger people, but that's pretty young. The To Ted's point about this not being approved, I think that that water is already under the bridge. I think what Marquisha said about the fact that the ED needed a budget of some kind because we're halfway through the fiscal year, we should have approved this in August of last year. And so I don't think we ought to get hung up on approving a budget that's already in works. I think, like David said, we need to talk about these items that come along and put together the next one. But I don't think we need to get obsessed with trying to approve a budget that's, that really doesn't need approval. We don't need to approve them. The NFC is who ultimately approves them, whether we do it or not. And what they do is if they don't have our approval by the fall, they go on and look at it themselves and approve or disapprove it. So that's done business. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Adrian, you're next, and then Dwayne.
Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. Adrian.
I have a question because really that was called to my attention. I'm sorry. I'm hearing a bunch of background noise. Is me or... Okay. I want to know, I will ask our GM and our some of our PME members, if somebody, some of our PME members and our GM have a personal meeting with the chair of the PME Finance Committee and without the knowledge of the business manager, the one of our PMBs, without the knowledge of even the chair of our LSB. I want to be sure that if that happened or didn't, and if that happened, why? Because till that time, I mean, I want to know if that happened. If that is true, if that isn't, and what was the reason of having a meeting that not all the PMB members are invited and not even the business manager, and at that point even not me, the chair in that time of the finance committee or the chair, and there goes the noise. Yeah, yes, the same people. Okay, well, can I have an answer for that?
Well, I can tell you that I fielded about 100 different phone calls regarding budget, benefits, building, moving, housing, electrical, water, heat, mold. So there is a possibility at some point I've talked to everybody. So
that's not my question, sir. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I couldn't express myself that clearly. I'm talking, it was a meeting from the chair of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee with some members, some of our PMB members, and yourself, without all the PMB members being invited or anybody else.
David, instead of you answering that, Sharika, you're on the National Finance Committee. Do you have any information that might answer Adriana's question?
I have never had, I've never been invited to a meeting to discuss the KPFT finances. I know the National Finance Committee is asking each of the units to present a budget, and I don't have anything to give them.
I have not been invited to any meeting like that.
So I don't know where you got that information. Thank you.
Bill, what's your point of order?
You know, this question is really inappropriate. I mean, our GM can talk to anybody he wants to about anything at any time.
Bill, I'm gonna cut you off. Let's leave that on the table. Let's be friendly. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Adriana, we'll look into it further if anything surfaces, but really you have the budget information in the form of spreadsheet. Yes, maybe there's clarification for line items, as Ted suggested. but the information is transparent. I'd like to think that we're all working together. Dwayne Lark, you're next.
Okay, Sandy, you're starting off pretty good. I appreciate you calling the shots fairly, so we pray that you'll continue to do so. First off, let me point out that when you don't approve a budget, and this LSB, for the whole of last year, when I know for a fact the business manager told us, gave us one in finance, no one who's speaking about we needed additional information, never put it on the agenda for the LSB. So that's a hope. It just didn't want to be taken care of, just wanted to be something to complain about. But a budget has been submitted, and it's kind of easy to submit a budget when you're losing money and you're not gaining money. So you operate with 10 or 20% less than what you did last year. And the PMB is the final decider, barring a line from former President Bush, too. The PMB is the final decider, not the Pacific National Finance Committee. The PMB approves local budgets. Now, in addition to that, when you never brought a budget to the LSB, which was the one Marquisha presented to us, it just stayed dead on the vine, and I pointed out to the Pacific National Finance Committee a budget was available. And for Teresa to say that she never had one to present to them is just simply not true. It may not be one that you want, and for you to suggest to put something in a budget like fixing something when your revenues have been declining for the last 7 or 8 years is ridiculous because there's no money for it. And then to make the statement that if you can't afford to put good money toward a dilapidated building, then you certainly can't afford to get somewhere else to operate from. That's ridiculous as well. That would be what you want to do. And that's not going to come out of our budget. It's going to come out of the national effort that's going to be made. And Mr. Bayer, I'm not sure you are aware, but I would like to inform you, if I could get someone to silence their phones, because I think this is very important.
Go ahead, Dwayne. Please,
okay.
Dwayne has the four phones on mute. You're not on, don't have the four. Thank you.
Okay, David, this is old regurgitated information about the telephone system. They rolled the previous, and I say they, rolled the previous manager on this issue for some months. And what I found out at the Pacifica National Finance Committee was KPFT has by far the lowest cost telephone system out of the five stations. And when Marquise is trying to inform you that when you start subtracting and altering that contract, you're going to get 2021 rates. You're going to trigger something you don't want to deal with, and you're going to find out that Marbell, since we got those rates that we have, we're kind of grandfathered. And you're going to find out that you may end up paying more money for 3 or 4 lines that you're getting for 17 lines. So you need to be very careful when you take these suggestions that these experts know about how to deal with telephone. And in fact, anyone knows that since 1982 or 1990, Marbell don't mess with you. But when you start changing things, Marbell says you're going to pay the 2021 rate. So were you aware that KPFT has the absolute, by far, the lowest cost telephone cost on their budget in the five stations?